Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, everybody. Listen to the audience. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Another day. It is April 4th, Thursday, 2019. Thank you, everybody.
Don't overdo it.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful audience. Thank you.
Yes, sir. They
God
are
bless
you. Very, very good audience.
All right. Well, we're alive and well another day, my brother Oscar York.
Yes,
it is Thursday, and it is April 4th, 2019. The San Francisco Bay Area is cloudy, and it's 55 degrees here in Richmond, California. The forecast to get rain sometime tomorrow around 10 o'clock, about 90% chance of rain. So we got, got some showers coming in the area tomorrow morning, Friday morning at 9 o'clock. How you doing out there in Ohio, my friend?
Well, brother, it was cool and sun shining, but cool, but it's nice. I like it like that because if it's raining and if it's not too cold, but the sunshine is out. It's beautiful to me. But as you say, when you have Jesus Christ, you have sunshine every day because you have Son of God. Praise Lord. If you're in Christ, if you're in Christ, you are contented and you are happy and you're blessed and you are. And you have sunshine in your life every day, regardless of what the forecast may be. Praise
That's right. It reminds me. It reminds me of the book of James, Brother Oscar, where it says, "Blessed is the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life in which the Lord had promised to them that love him." James chapter 1, verse 12.
Yes, sir. And James also said, count it all joy when you fall into divers or diversities of temptation. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise
That's
the Lord. Because
right.
in this life, Brother Chris, we're going to have some tough temptations, some strong storms that are going to come our way. And if you're in Jesus Christ, you can kind of withstand those storms because you recognize at times that's the Lord pruning. I like to use the word pruning us for what's ahead of us. And sometimes when he prunes us, that makes us better, Brother Chris. It makes us better people, better citizens for the kingdom, the way I look at it. It does. It does. As I look back in my life, I recognize that, Brother Chris.
Yeah, certainly comes with the territory, and that's what we're going to be covering in today's lesson, part two of the Great Tribulations, and we're going to talk about how in our contemporary culture and how we see the Bible fulfilling itself with all of the signs that is being witnessed by all, that we can see with the political propaganda, rumors of wars, earthquakes, all of these famines in many places, and diseases, pestilences, and all of these shootings. People seem to have lost their way. They've lost their mind, Brother Oscar. They need Jesus, my friend.
And that's something.
They need to listen to programs such as this.
Amen.
So they can get the direction for their life.
Amen. Amen, Brother Chris. And that's why we come on chatting from the Word, because we as Christians, Brother Chris, we need to hear God's Word to help us to remain strong during times like these. And times have been like these, even during Paul and them time. They went through some tribulations, and we're going to go through some tough times, especially if we keep our hand in the Lord. Because this world, as you're going to cover in your lessons, sometimes this world seems like it is just a terrible place for us to call ourselves. living for the Lord.
Right.
If it gets hard, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, that's right. It seems like sin is being glorified. When you look at the tabloids, you look at the media and the social media, and we look at Hollywood, it seems like it's glorified, sin is glorified, and Christ is ridiculed. This is the kind of culture we're in now, the millennial.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you know,
sir,
the culture, and people have gotten away from Christian ethics, and they adopted their own ethics. Well, we are reminded by the proverbial writer. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar, when he said there's a way that's right unto a man, but the
that's
end thereof is the ways of death.
Yes, sir. And then we want to hide it under what's called, we have our rights to freedom of speech. And we want to hide whatever we can do. We can do whatever we want to do or say whatever we want to say under the heading of freedom of speech, and it makes it
right.
It don't make it right,
yeah.
But at the same time,
yeah,
it gives us a chance under the Freedom of Speech Act to preach and to teach what thus says the Lord. And that gives us
right
to do that too, so no one has the right to tell us what we can and cannot do under the same
breath.
You know, it's a strange world, but that gives us an open door also, Brother Chris. Freedom of speech, how about that?
Freedom of speech, actually, that's the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States.
Yes, it is.
It's a freedom of speech clause of the First Amendment, and one to be a valuable and precious rights guaranteed to Americans in the United States Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be, and that was enacted and adopted in December 15, 1791. That was like 200 or 300 years ago.
Oh,
400 years ago.
Long time ago. How old were you back then?
Oh, man, I wasn't even thought of.
Neither was I, Brother Chris.
Such back in the Restoration movement.
Yes, sir. Such a long time ago. Those people back then, it's not even much alive today. Isn't that something? That lets you know God is alive. That lets you know God is alive and well.
Yeah.
So,
and it shows you how far we have gotten away from these precious amendments that protects our rights in the Constitution.
Yes.
We threaten to erode from them because people want to have their own way about their own life. And they want to exclude God out of the whole process. And when you do that,
all the time,
that is a recipe for chaos.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to get ready and play our first selection and put you to bed.
Amen.
I know we've been talking. We ain't talking to him and gloom, but we're going to want to put you in a good feeling. Our first selection. Our first selection will be by Redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. My soul is, yes, sir, got to be anchored in Him. And here we are.
Amen.
Sometimes it's hard to tell the night.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
My soul been right. anchored in the Lord. And you know what? It's best to have your soul anchored in the Lord, because when those trials and tribulations and tough times come, the anchor is there to hold you down. Jesus will help
right.
you through those storms and through those trials
right.
and tribulations. Like Brother Chris just said, that's why we have a show like this one, chatting from the Word, to help you through those trials and through those tribulations. But we all need help, Brother Chris, at times.
Right.
I know I do.
Right.
I know I do when trials time
comes. Yeah, we're kind of reminiscing when Jesus said to his disciples during his ministry, he said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye may or might have peace. In the world you should have tribulation." But he says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. That's right.
That's right. That's right. And you know what, Brother Chris? That's why we in the church, we need Christians that's older and middle aged, because they can help the younger people face the many tribulations that they are going through, because we as older senior members, we've been through where they have to go.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's
and I
right.
say that to young people all the time. I say, "Young people, I've already been where you've been. You got to get where I am.
Yeah.
So I can help you
right.
through those tough times you think is tough now. Just keep on
right.
living." That's what I tell them. Just keep on living. And if you have questions, come to me, talk to me. That's why we need each other. That's why we need each
That's
other
right.
to help one another to go through the tough times that we are all facing and going to face. It's nothing new.
Well, it tells you. That's right, Brother Oscar.
Nothing new.
That's right. In Romans chapter 15, verse 1, Paul exhorted the church in Rome, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves."
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's,
that's what it's all about. But let's remind our listeners, they are listening to Blog Talk Radio, chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris. Well, we are trying to put a snap in your Christian
world.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, my Edmund. Thank you. We appreciate
really
that. We
appreciate all of it.
Very much. So we hope we do that. I hope that by the time 2 o'clock come, 11 o'clock for Chris time, 11 p.m. for the Chris time, that we're putting a snap of your Christian walk. We're trying to. So if you want to call in and join us in with the conversation or just talk with us, you can call us.
That's right.
Number is 657-383-0883. Anytime now, you can call us now if you want to be
That's
on
right.
the show, if you want to be on the radio, if you want to discuss something with us, you have that opportunity. The number is 657-383-0883. You can discuss anything you want to about the things that we have talked about. If you have any disagreement, you can let us know. Talk to us about it. If you have a problem that you're going through, if you don't mind it being on the air, and you can talk with us if that would help someone out there that is going through something themselves. Or if you have a birthday that you want to announce on the air,
Amen.
You can do that. Or if you have an event that you want the Brotherhood or others to know about that's happening at your location, you can also
right.
do that. Or if you want us to mention that on the air, we'd be happy to do
right.
just that, right, Brother?
That's what we're here for. That's right. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. We encourage it. And this is an open forum, so we want to encourage our listening audience. Don't be bashful. Just come on with it. Come on in, because we're all here to help one another, because we know that this Christian life is not all, it's not easy at times. It gets rough. You know, we are bombarded with times, with troubles and difficulties, anxieties, hardships, misery. You know, and it comes with the territory, and we need to be here and be a support for one another, because we are fitly joined together in the body of Christ.
That's
the hand cannot say to the arm, I have no need of thee, neither can the leg say to the feet, I have no need of thee, because we've all been compacted together for the purpose of God and to fulfill his ministry in Christ. And that's the body, that's the beauty of being in the body of Christ. One of the reasons, isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is right. I heard Brother Chris. We're supposed to be here one for the other, and we can to help each other, not to bring each other down, not to go off and gossip and say, well, Brother York is this, Brother Chris is that. We are here to help each other, and we're supposed to be supportive of one another, Brother Chris.
Right.
We're supposed to be. We are in the church to help each other to overcome the many obstacles and the many mountains that is in our way at times, because they are coming.
Right.
They are coming, my friends.
Some of them are already here.
That's right. That is correct.
We don't talk about that. That's right, because we are members in particular. We are members of the body of Christ, and the scripture said we are members in particular. So we need to act like it, huh, Brother Oscar?
Yes, we do. We need to be supportive.
We need to demonstrate that.
One of the other, and pretty soon we're going to go to our prayer time. And if you have any prayer requests that you want myself or Brother Chris to pray for, we'd be happy to do that. We'd be happy to pray on your behalf if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for. We're going to go to our next selection, and after our next selection, we're going to open the door to prayer. If you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for, again, the number is 657-383-0883. We're getting ready for our play on the get together here, Brother Chris. Play our next selection.
Right.
Next selection will be Committed, a cappella chorus, Jesus Is More. That's one of my favorites. Jesus is more. Here we go.
That's right. More and more about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Jackson. I'm thinking about this Jackson.
Amen. Committed acapella. Of course, Jesus.
That's a nice track.
That's right. And whatever you're going through, Jesus can help you through it. Peter says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Man, Jesus. Praise
right, you're going to take us to the throne, my friend.
Yes, sir. It was a psalmist who says in 121, in my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for waking us up this morning to a day that we never witnessed before. Thank you, Father, for our health and strength. Thank you, Father, for the body of Christ, where there is safety, where there is, Father, where we can find comfort to our souls, Father. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the Church of Christ and members in particular, Father. Father, we pray for each member. We pray for each listener that's listening today. Father, we
Amen.
Pray to comfort their hearts and minds and souls, whatever they're going through. Be with us at this time that's going through the death of our loved ones. Clifton Glaze Jr., pray for our families. Pray for our families going through death of our sister, Father. We pray for others
Amen.
That are going through a similar situation, a similar trial, death of a loved one, Father. We pray
yes,
that
Lord.
You comfort their hearts, be
Amen.
With the Evans family. We pray that you be with them, allow
Amen.
Them to recognize that death is a situation that we all must go through, Father. So help us all to accept that. Help us all to recognize that in Jesus Christ, everything going to be all right. That when that day comes,
yeah.
that you're going to wake us up and take us on home with us. We are in the body of Christ. Father, we thank you so much for that. We thank you, Father, for those that are going through some kind of sickness, whatever it may be, help them, Father. Pray for those that are in the prison, Father, that they may get better and get a chance once they get out to be better citizens for your kingdom, for you, and for those that are not in the body of Christ to get into the body of Christ. Father, we pray for the message that's on Brother Chris' heart. We pray that the listeners may listen to it and may gain a better outlook and may gain a better relationship with you through Jesus Christ, our Lord, Father.
That's right.
We pray for
yeah.
chatting from the Word, Father. We pray that you help us to keep it on the air, Father. We pray that we can continue on preaching and teaching your Word, Father. We pray, Father, for our young people. Help them, Father, to live a good life in a world that really do not respect or know you, Father. We pray, Father, for all. In
That's
Jesus'
right.
name do we pray. Amen and
amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir. We hope
right.
you enjoying the us in that prayer. We hope that we pray for something that's been on your mind, and we hope that we pray for your needs. In Jesus' name. Brother Chris, we're going to let you start
right.
it off.
That's right. You want me to start it off? Okay. Well, you know, we need sponsorship. We need the support of this radio program. If this radio program on Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, has been truly a blessing, let us know. Let us know. We need your support. And you can get with us, Brother Oscar, and he has a PayPal account. You can get with us. Let us know. Let your church know. Let friends know, your friends that are religious minded, let them know about the program. If it's been a blessing to you, you know, support us. You can reach me, Brother Edwards, at my email is lowercase e 06915 @gmail.com, link to Google. You can also reach me on Facebook or Messenger, and also on LinkedIn, LinkedIn.com. Brother Oscar and myself are on LinkedIn.com. So let us know what your request, if there's anything pertaining to what we believe, what we practice in the churches of Christ, or any doctrinal or scriptural, you want some clarity on some understanding, call us. Call us on the program, message us, leave a comment. Let us know, you know, if you need prayer. That's what we're here for. And we as members of the Churches of Christ believe in the accuracy of the Bible. We believe in the validity, prophecy, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. So we're going to get clarification through the thus said the Lord. We're not going to rely upon nobody's opinion, nobody else's thoughts, somebody else's thoughts, some creed book. We're going to give you thus said the Lord. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. Couldn't put it no better myself if I would have said it. Good job, Brother Chris. He is right. As he said, if you want to contact me, you can contact me through my Facebook page, or you can send an email to OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, if you want to send me a line or two there. And I do have a couple of books that I am selling on my bookstore, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, we sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books, they sell for $43, and proceeds will go towards chatting from the Word. And you know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge. With knowledge comes power. I almost forgot it myself, Brother Chris. I almost forgot it myself. So, support us here. Sponsor us here.
Amen.
At Chatting from the Word. As
right.
Brother Chris said, tell your friends about us here at Chatting from the Word. Tell them that you truly enjoy the show and that you're getting encouragement from the show, and the fact that you think we're doing a good job. Let your friends know.
Amen.
Share this show. We pass
That's
it on,
right.
on Facebook. Share it on Facebook.
Right.
Share it on LinkedIn. Share it on Twitter. Tell your friends about Chatting
right.
from the Word. You know, Brother Chris, I'm bringing a message today. He has a good one. Great Tribulation Part 2. He brought this lesson once before, and now he's going to bring Part 2 of the Great Tribulation. But before he
Amen.
Does that, we want to play another selection for you. We want to pray.
That's
play,
right.
Greg Owens and Dwayne. Oh,
right.
My trials. Oh, my trials. And here we go. Thank you. And that was Greg Owens and Dwayne, all of my trials, all of my trials.
Amen.
Now, Brother Chris isn't ready to come up with a good lesson, come through with a good lesson for us today. Grab your Bibles. That's right. Get your Bibles and get ready. The Great Tribulation, Brother Chris.
All right. In Acts chapter 14, verse 19 through 22, it states, recorded here, and it says, "And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch." Verse 22, "In confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God." That lets us know, just like the Apostle Paul, because of his sacrifice and his dedicated commitment to the cause of Christ, he was stoned and he was beaten in certain times throughout his ministry. And, you know, and that leads us to our subject, part two of the Great Tribulation. We know that tribulation comes with the Christian life, problems and troubles and anxieties, pain and suffering, hardships.
Man.
You know, these burdens and afflictions are part of the Christian experience. We look at our troubled society and our world. We can see the political propaganda and even with the crime rate and the immorality that seems to be throughout most of society now, even in the United States and throughout the world, and even also, sad to say, even in the Lord's church, even in the body of Christ, sometimes we encounter false brethren that have aligned themselves with people that are ungodly or unbelievers, and then still want to have a sense of entitlement in the church. But the Bible tells us to reprove unfruitful works of darkness. Don't have fellowship with them, but we need to expose it. And sometimes that comes with a backlash. You can be blacklisted, or you can be blackballed, or you can be ostracized from the community. And these are the type of things that comes sometimes when you take a stand for the cause of Christ. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, the Apostle John, who's our brother in Christ, he said in Revelation, "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the exile on the island of called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ." And sometimes you might have to go in exile. We might have to go underground, Brother Oscar, because this world seems to be getting increasingly worse, and it's difficult and to really serve the Lord sometimes with the companions that are around or in your life, because some people they're not committed to the cause, even though they may preach or they may teach or profess themselves to be, but it's another thing to really demonstrate it and show it. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 6 through 14, Jesus on the Mount of Olives gave a discourse to his disciples to let them know that these things were going to come to pass. And Jesus says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 6, starting, he says, "And ye shall hear rumors of wars, and see that be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. And all these things are beginning of sorrows. then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated among the nations for my name's sake. Isn't Christ somewhat hated now? When you look at the current society, isn't Christ ridiculed, but sin is being glorified? We can see it in social media. And then, in verse 10, and then shall many be offended. Ain't there people offended in Christ? They want to try to suppress free speech and shall betray one another. We see that even in the church. And shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, because iniquity shall abound. Isn't that abounding right now? All different forms of immorality. You know, whether it's shootings, whether it's just people's sexual desires are out of control. For the love, for many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world and for a witness of to all nations, and then shall the end come. Well, if you heard the gospel, you heard that these things are troubling. The only way you can be saved is that you must have a relationship with Christ.
Man.
Because these are imminent. This is incontrovertible. Everybody's not going to be able to escape these things, because they've been prophesied by even Jesus himself. So what are you going to do? If you really truly believe in Christ and you want to be saved from the destruction that is imminent to come upon the world, do you really believe, or are you willing to repent of your sins and change your mind and heart from the love and practice of sin and turn to Christ and render your will to God? If you are willing to do that, are you willing to confess the sweetest name on mortal tongue and be baptized for forgiveness of your past sins, or every sin that you commit? Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, for we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. If you are willing to be baptized for Christ, in Christ for forgiveness of sin, what it means to be buried, not poured over the head with water, not sprinkled with water, but to actually be immersed in water, contacting the blood of Christ to cleanse you from every past sin that you've ever committed. And the Lord will add you to his church, because you are, when you come out of baptism, you're a new creation. He gives you the gift of his Holy Spirit through the operation of faith. And if you continue to live faithful in the death, you shall receive a crown of glory that faded not away. You are added to the New Testament church. To be baptized into Christ is to be baptized into the church, the body of Christ. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. I love that, Brother
Chris. The lesson is yours.
Yes, sir. And what I'm talking about, too, we got to contend for the faith today. And that's what
right.
Jude said in Jude's verse 1 through 4. We got to contend for the faith. We got to fight for this salvation that Christ died for. But you know what I find out, Brother Chris? Men don't want to contend for the faith today. They want to accept everything because of what the majority may say. Sometimes we got to shake off the majority and listen to what Christ said and fight for what he said and continue on. Contending for the faith. But many of us, even in the church today, have given up the faith. Church, we got to stick in there and stand for what the Word of God has to say and continue on saying. Because the Word's not going to change. The Word's not going to change.
Don't make your faith shipwreck. Got to stick a stand. If you're a Christian, you got to be able to stick a stand and get those that are faithful. Surround yourself with good godly people in the church, in the body of Christ, that have good values, good morals, and seem to be consistent in their Christian walk. You want to align yourself with those that are faithful and committed.
Amen.
All right, now we got a little about a minute left.
Amen. And like I said, next week we're going to be in Houston, and we're going to try to broadcast the show from there. Brother Chris?
Amen. We're going to take us out of here. All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to broadcast this show today, Chatting from the Word. We thank our listening audience for tuning in. Bless them. Bless everybody until we meet again. God's willing, Lord willing, tomorrow, if it be with us all, Father, in the name of Christ. Amen. God bless
Amen.
Everybody.
And as always,
get on out
nice
here.
Chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. And we see you tomorrow.
Amen.
See you tomorrow, Brother Chris.
Oh, likewise, my brother.
Bye, bye.
Bye, everybody. Keep the faith. Amen.
Yeah.